The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy. I did an event in Columbus on Friday night last, and you know the Frank Luntz rule. If you have a new book out, and you want people to buy it, you have to say the name of the book seven times. My friend Eric McTaxis, who I was with in Columbus on Friday night last, has a new book out, Donald Drains the Swamp. And it's a children's book, but it's an adult humor book. And so Donald Drains the Swamp, it's obvious you got to mention Donald Drains the Swamp a few times. So last night, because I was in Columbus, I said, O-H, and the audience said, I-O, and Eric McTaxis said, Donald Drains the Swamp. And I said, O-H, and the audience said, I-O, and Eric McTaxis said, Donald Drains the Swamp. And then I didn't say anything, and Eric McTaxis still said, Donald Drains the Swamp. And then he held up, Donald Drains the Swamp. And I thought to myself, Frank Luntz can teach Eric McTaxis nothing about promoting books. Donald Drains the Swamp in bookstores everywhere, available at Amazon. And Eric McTaxis joins me right now to talk about Donald Drains the Swamp. And I got to go to, I got to say, Eric, to go from Bonhoeffer to Donald Drains the Swamp demonstrates a great deal of dexterity.
Donald Drains the Swamp. I'm scattered. I'm eclectic. Call it what you will. I have energy, and I just have to express it in various forms. But I've written many children's books over the years, and I've written a lot of humor over the years. A lot of people don't know that I wrote for VeggieTales. So I am large. I contain multitudes.
And you contain a new children's book. Tell me about, by the way, Tim Raglan, your illustrator, because illustrators never get their due. The authors get their due, but illustrators deserve their due as well, and he illustrates Donald Drains the Swamp.
Well, not only is he the illustrator, he wrote it with me. If it weren't for Tim Raglan, I would never have written this book. I say that very bluntly. He and I are creative partners. We've done a lot of stuff together. His illustrations on some of the other books we've done should be in museums. They're the most beautiful thing ever. And he's the guy that convinced me. He lives in Kansas, and we wrote the whole book in Kansas. Donald Drains the Swamp was written in Wichita, Kansas. I wrote it with Tim. We write together, and he is as brilliant and funny as his illustrations. And so if it weren't for him, not only wouldn't I have written the book, I wouldn't have seen what he saw in Trump. He was the one way back in the beginning when I was still skeptical about Trump. He said, hey, this guy is an American folk hero. Have you watched him at these rallies? And it sort of got into my head, you know what? He's right. And at some point, I thought, Tim and I need to do a book like we've done before with this kind of folk hero character based on the president. So we came up with the caveman, Donald the Caveman. Donald the Caveman is a force of nature. He's not self-conscious. He just knows how to get stuff done. When he sees that there's a problem with the swamp, he understands. Nobody else knows what to do. He knows what to do. It's simple. He's been in the cave building business his whole life. All you got to do is drain the swamp. Dig a trench. Drain the swamp. I mean, it's meant to be funny, but it also has a deeper meaning to it. It's like a fable or a myth. What's going on in America today? Well, this is sort of the kids' version of that story, and it's a happy story, I'm happy to tell you.
Eric McTaxis, when you mention folk hero, I immediately think of the great folk hero of the Great North, Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox.
That's right.
They were teaching techniques. Right. Well, they were teaching techniques.
That's exactly right. That's what this is. In other words, Tim and I collaborated on something called Pecos Bill. He and I collaborated on a lot of American folk tales and legends, and he's just got that in his blood, and I do at this point, too. And so this story really is a fable. So a fable or a myth works on every level. It works for adults, and they can have a few laughs, but it works for kids. It's simple. Frankly, There are adult jokes in here that, you know, kids will never get, right? The swamp creatures, the first swamp creature they encounter is called the Lobbiosaurus. You know, it's a dinosaur, it's the Lobbiosaurus, ha-ha.
Yeah.
And then there are other swamp creatures that look suspiciously like people you might recognize. I cannot be specific right now on the
I'm not in there. I just want everyone to know Eric left me out again.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. You have to look closer, Hugh.
Okay, well, I want
And then, but the biggest, baddest swamp creature of them all is, of course, the Georgiosaurus.
The Georgiosaurus.
Now, the Georgiosaurus is very scary. He's Hungarian, very wealthy dinosaur. And, you know, he is the biggest, baddest swamp creature. That's the kind of stuff that's going to make adults laugh. And then we've got a blue bird that tweets throughout the book. You know, there's all kinds of stuff for adults. And the caricatures of the dinosaurs and stuff, you're going to recognize some people you may know. But I can't say it publicly. The lawyers told me, shut up.
Don't say that.
Swamp is not just for kids, although I know kids obviously are going to enjoy it.
All right, now I need to play for you an audio cut. I'm going to come back. By the way, I never have connected Terry and Monsita with you from VeggieTales. Did you guys work together?
You know who got him the job? I got Terry the job.
I had no idea. I've never connected you guys. They're dear friends of ours, and I just have never made that connection.
Well,
back to the VeggieTales.
He's a dear friend of mine, and when I was working for VeggieTales, they needed help, you know, and I bumped into Terry.
Terry Botwick is who we're talking about, America. Terry Botwick.
I know, but the point is that I said I cared so much about VeggieTales that I said to him, you need to work for VeggieTales, and he's never forgiven me.
Okay, now here's the clip I want you to listen to and react to, because it's about the impediments to draining the swamp in your book, Donald Drains the Swamp. Brooke Baldwin, very good person. I know her aunt. She's a wonderful anchor, but she screwed up last week, and she went on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night to talk about it. Cut number two.
You got in a little trouble with the Twitter people recently because you said one of your guests called Democratic protesters mob,
right.
A mob. And you said, we're not going to use the M word around here.
I did.
You got
did.
A lot of flack for that. What happened?
So we had Matt Lewis on, who I love having on from the Daily Beast, and he brought up the word mob. And at the time, the mob word had been this talking point from Republicans from all up and down Capitol Hill in the wake of what had happened with Dr. Ford and Justice Kavanaugh. And so when he brought the mob word up again, I call them out. And listen, like, I don't want to be the word police, and that was not my intention, but I also believe in calling out talking points. And to hear him bring that up, I had to say something. And honestly, at the end of my day, like, I'm sure you check your Twitter too, and if I have irked the left and the right, then I've done my job.
Now, Eric, the alpha talking point is, if I've irked the left and the right, I've done my job. That is like the archetypal talking point of all
talking. How many times have I said that? How many times have others said that? And you know what? Guess what? You know what? Clichés are usually true, and talking points are often true. And the mob talking point, what is more true than the fact is that the left has descended into mobs threatening violence? That is so pathetic and so un-American. If we don't call that out, shame on us. That is not the American way. In fact, it is the antithesis of everything we've always stood for. And you know what? Speaking of Stephen Colbert, this book, I'm not kidding, my book, Donald Drains the Swamp, I want it to topple his nasty, sour, anti-Trump fake children's book, Whose Boat Is This Boat, or whatever. The reason I wrote this book, Hugh, is that the left is always putting out things into the culture, right? Here's a children's book that he wrote, which is not a children's book. It's nasty. No kid would look at it. It's for adults to make fun of the president and to feel morally superior. I wrote my book because I thought we don't have things like that. on the right for conservatives who want to celebrate what America is, who believe Ronald Reagan was a great man. I think that we need stuff like that. And I get very
I got to interrupt you because you just got a tweet from Jamie Weinstein, who's you know, kind of a never Trumper. And he was just on the show earlier. And I tweeted out you were coming up to talk about your book, Donald Drains the Swamp. And Jamie kind of snarked out, well, that seems like a very special children's book for your 3-year-old who is fed up with the permanent political class. I just said to Jamie, you ought to have him on your podcast, Jamie, because I think you would mix up because you know that other children's books have been used this way.
Oh, look, this is always the case. And, Mike, you know that I'm, even though I'm political, I'm not as political as you and some others. I'm mostly a cultural guy. I'm in the culture like Stephen Colbert. But conservatives, we don't really have a voice in the culture, right? Stephen Colbert has a talk show. Tons of people like that have talk shows. We don't have anybody, effectively speaking, who have talk shows like that. I wrote this children's book because I think our side needs something that says this is our narrative. This is what we think is happening. We think he's a folk hero. You want to call him a caveman? Go ahead. But he's our caveman, and we're actually proud of some of the stuff he's getting done. And why don't we talk about it? I mean, Stephen Colbert's not going to have me on the show to talk about it, but I got to tell you, this is the kind of thing, this is the reason I wrote the book. Donald Drains the Swamp is meant to be a cultural object. We have to get our side of the story out there, and this is one of the ways we do it. As much as I love talk radio, you and I have talk radio shows, but there are other ways to get things out there. And the fact that that Stephen Colbert's fake children's book, which is mean-spirited, is number one on Amazon, I said this morning, I have to bring that up on your show. Our side needs to understand we're losing that battle, and that's a very important battle.
Well, I think you tweet at Jamie. Jamie said he'd love to have you on his podcast, and it's very widely circulated. And I also think you ought to send it to people like David Brooks. Did you read Brooks's column this week about the rich white Civil War?
I stopped reading David Brooks 1 year ago. I cannot bear to read his columns
anymore. You've got to read
anymore.
This.
I can't read Bret Stephens.
Go read.
I would rather take a cold bath.
Go read The Rich White Civil War by David Brooks. And then take a cold bath. It is that important because it's about how the left and right have separated into camps and the
disparity. Yeah, okay, well, then I'll read it because you said so. I like David Brooks. I just, in the last year, I haven't been able to read his stuff, but I'll read it because you said so. You think he'll read my book? I don't think so.
I think Jamie Weinstein will have you on his podcast, though. Donald Drains the Swamp. By the way, where are you promoting it tonight?
Well, I'm everywhere. I'm going to be on Shannon Bream tomorrow. Tonight, I don't know where I'm going to be. Fox hasn't had me on yet, but I'm going to tell you something. We need to get our happy side of the narrative out there. It's not all about Stormy Daniels. It's about happy stuff we can share with our kids. We can teach them about what American-style self-government is, which is not a mob. Thank you very much.
It is not. Eric Metaxas, always a pleasure. Follow him on Twitter at Eric Metaxas and follow me to Donald Drains the Swamp on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to TownHallReview.com and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's TownHall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.